USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump will be in Alabama Friday to look at tornado damage.
It's been a tragic situation, but a lot of good work is being done. We've been in constant touch with the governor and also the governor of Georgia.
At least 23 people were killed in the state, including 59-year-old Sheila Creech. She was there waiting for repairs to her Panama City Beach apartment building, which was badly damaged by Hurricane Michael. California's attorney general won't charge two Sacramento police officers who shot and killed an unarmed black man, Stephon Clark, last year.
When confronted shortly after breaking the door, Mr. Clark did not follow officers' commands.
He ran into his grandparents' backyard as they were investigating a vandalism report. Officers say they mistakenly thought Clark was approaching them with a gun, but it was a cell phone. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.